Good afternoon, it's 106. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. A shortage of emergency medical technicians is putting a strain on the system, especially in northern Wisconsin. Low pay is a problem, and in many cases, EMS providers are actually working for no pay. About 37% of the state's 17,000 EMS workers are volunteers. Another factor making it difficult to recruit first responders is the usual 24-hour shift. Although people holding the jobs talk about how rewarding they are, the number of potential new workers is dropping. January is the 15th Stalking Awareness Month, held each year to focus attention on the crime of stalking. Executive Director of Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, Shelley Holmes, says stalking happens much more than most people think it does. She says with the Jamie Kloss case in the news, that would have been a stalking case if Kloss had known about it.
There are so many different forms of stalking, and it's important that people understand that because, you know, the general public is in and out of relationships all the time, and stalking can occur with someone that is unknown to the victim, or it may be somebody that the victim does know or they're trying to get out of a relationship with.
She says the legal definition of stalking is a repeated pattern of behavior, more than twice, that causes a reasonable person to feel fear.
Let's say the jilted party tracks your phone, tracks your car, slashes your tires, knows where you are all the time, sends you messages, blows up your phone with texts, things like that. That could be considered stalking.
Shelley Holmes says it's important for the person feeling uncomfortable to clearly tell the person they don't want any more contact and to document what is happening. She says there are safety tips that include acting on your instincts. She says sending a cease and desist letter is one step. She says if someone is always around you, that is not normal. Let friends and family know someone might be stalking you.
Not only do we have Jamie Kloss, which is a different kind of stalking, but we had a classic case of stalking here in Rhinelander a number of years ago. A lot of times stalking does end in a homicide because the stalker would be a perpetrator who has lost control.
More information is available through Tri-County Council. They're headquartered in Rhinelander and also service Vilas and Forest counties. We have a link to their contact information at WXPR.org. This time of the year finds many people hoping to drop a few or many pounds toward a healthier lifestyle. Marshfield Clinic is offering a program that a spokesperson says provides a medically supervised weight loss that takes the pounds off quickly. Ken Kroll reports.
Nutrition educator Renee Trapp says Marshfield Clinic has been using the HMR weight loss program for 34 years. She says the fast results help patients, but it's coupled with a secondary goal.
With this program, I can tell you, we really teach you that you need to make a lifestyle change in order to maintain that weight loss. Our patients will learn the importance of the exercise, the fruits and vegetables, and then just a low-fat diet. With this program, we do have classes that go along with the program. Typically, it's a 13-week program, and patients do come in clinic once a week for an hour and a half class.
Trapp says the program provides the jumpstart many people need when beginning a healthier lifestyle program. She says the HMR foods, exercise, and support provide a combination that helps patients succeed. She says there's two programs. One program finds patients losing 50 pounds in 3 months. The second program finds an average of about 30 pounds lost. For information on Marshfield Clinic's HMR program in Minocqua, we have the contact numbers on our website. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The president of the Wisconsin Medical Society says the product being called medical marijuana isn't medical until it completes the testing process. Dr. George Morris says findings have been encouraging, but its medical benefits haven't been established. 33 states have legalized medical marijuana, and Wisconsin's governor and a few lawmakers are pushing for that. Morris says he wouldn't prescribe medical marijuana until scientific studies determine the proper dosage and any possible side effects. Qualifying conditions for medical cannabis in Minnesota include cancer, HIV/AIDS, seizures, ALS, PTSD, and Alzheimer's disease. January is also National Glaucoma Awareness Month. As much as 40% of vision can be lost without a person noticing. Glaucoma is the leading cause of irreversible blindness. It's an eye disease that damages the optic nerve, which connects the eye to the brain. Dr. Ann Wunderling is the president of the Wisconsin Optometric Association and says there is a reason why glaucoma can be troubling.
No symptoms, so that's why it is considered the sneak thief of sight. You can lose your eyesight without even really realizing it.
Glaucoma affects about 3 million Americans. She explains the disease's progression.
Glaucoma damages the very center of the optic nerve first, and the problem is the very center of your optic nerve correlates with your way, way peripheral or side vision. So your optic nerve, if the center is being damaged, you could lose a lot of degrees of your side vision before you ever realized, oh my goodness, I don't see over to the side over here. So it progressively damages your eyesight, your peripheral vision from out to in.
She says getting regular eye exams is important. Your eye pressure will be measured along with other tests. Dr. Wunderling says the disease is more common with older adults, but she says she has several glaucoma patients in their 40s and 50s. She says if diagnosed early, it can be treated using eye drops. Risk factors include a genetic component and smoking. Diabetes is another risk factor. She says an annual eye exam is important, even if your vision seems to be okay. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin.